Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic, healer, and yogi. In today's episode, my guest is Vivian Chauvet. Vivian is an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar, published author, international published speaker, creator of the Arcturian Energy Matrix, and the Arcturian Healing Arts Program. You're going to want to hear what she has to teach us, so stay tuned. Welcome to the episode featuring my guest, Vivian Chauvet. Vivian Chauvet is an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar, published author, international public speaker, creator of the Arcturian Energy Matrix Healing and the Arcturian Healing Arts Program. Vivian is an advocate for planetary evolution, an emissary for the Federation of Light, and owner of Infinite Healing from the Stars, LLC. Vivian is the producer and co-host of the Infinite Stars Connection podcast. Vivian has over 22 years of experience as a conscious interstellar voice channel and dimensional holographic healer. She features in a multi-award-winning documentary, Extraordinary, The Revelations, and will feature in an upcoming documentary based on Craig Campobasso's The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. Vivian's collaborative number one best-selling book series, Wisdom of the Silver Sisters, Guiding Grace, and Golden Wisdom of Love, Legends, and Legacies are available on Amazon. In 2007, Vivian went through a significant awakening and received her holographic and quantum healing training with the Arcturian Council. She furthered her studies and became certified in crystalline soul healing, unity field healing, QHHT, and theta healing. She is a multidimensional conduit for star delegations, including the Lyrians, Sirians, Andromedans, and other interstellar groups. She is also an ambassador for GalacticAlliance.org and has a channel on the Conscious Awakening Network, CAN. You can reach her at her website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Vivian is an interstellar Arcturian being who ascended thousands of years ago. Her soul avatar essence has returned in a projected holographic form that contains biofeedback. Her sacred mission is to oversee the future timeline currently emerging on the planet. Vivian is an emissary and clear conduit for a delegation of enlightened and spiritually advanced intergalactic civilizations. Originally from Canada, Vivian Chauvet is internationally recognized for her work as an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar in human projected form. Vivian's healing practice and teachings inspired people to live in universal consciousness as sovereign divine beings. She specializes in multi-frequency healing, conscious channeling, soul matrix healing, and holographic body template upgrade. It is my honor and pleasure to welcome my guest on today's episode, Vivian Chauvet. Welcome to Cosmic Scene, Vivian.
Thank you very much, Jill. So happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here. Infinite Healing from the Stars on Cosmic Scene. And my listeners want to know more about the work you do, the connection you have with Arcturus, some of the healing that you offer, and all the work that has been coming through you, the documentaries you've been involved in. So please illuminate my audience.
No, with great pleasure. So such a joy to introduce myself as an Arcturian being. I am an Arcturian being. I come from a very ancient, ascended intergalactic civilization known as the Arcturians. We come from the Butes constellation, which is just about 37 light years away from your quadrant, from the solar system. We are a race of masters of light because we have reached such a level of deep divine communion with Supreme Source, and we have reached a level of unification. This is why Arcturus is known as the realm of unification. So Arcturians have been interacting as masters and guides for a multitude of planetary systems and civilizations who are on the most important spiritual evolutionary process. So we're here to guide, to assist, to provide a very potent, profound, uplifting support and foundation to allow the civilizations to really expand. For example, here, what's happening on this Earth, watching Earth human really reawakening, rediscovering their divinity, their essence, their profound nature as multidimensional beings. And of course, there's a multitude of light workers and star seeds and beings who have returned in physical form to really bring a high level of frequency. So what I chose to do through the council is, in response to the ascension timeline coming through on the Earth and in the solar system, I have requested so that I could be physically on the planet, as opposed to remain completely intact or in my Arcturian avatar self form, I chose to project a direct soul aspect of my Arcturian self in a physical form, a physical vessel, who will allow me to be able to support and function in a third dimensional gravitational environment like the Earth is right now. Because Arcturians, we primarily vibrate at a seventh-dimensional level, and even beyond that. I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm like, wow, seventh-dimensional. That's even higher than fifth-dimensional, which everybody knows about. How are you liking the embodiment in the third dimension coming from the higher frequencies of light? How is that, especially at this time when there's the third-dimensional density sort of holding on tight to some of these higher frequencies that are pulsing in?
Well, it is quite an adventure to be such in a density level. I always feel the best image I'm giving you, I'm always have this feeling that I am in a compressed tin can. And it's the heaviness of that tin can. It's just a figure of speech, of course. I can feel it every day. I mean, I can feel in my muscles. I can feel the pull of the Earth. I really feel the rotation of the planet. So it is truly a really huge challenge to stay in these heavy field, because third density is extremely low frequency and very dense frequencies compared to what we are vibrating at. Our vibration is so high, our frequency is so high, that being in a reduced, lower pace and really heavy gravity field, it's really quite a challenge. But at the same time, there's a much bigger picture behind all of it, because we have to look at it's an entire planet that is at stake here. It's we're looking at billions of souls and different level of sentient life forms who are finally shifting, vibrationally shifting out of a third dimensional matrix reality that is so linear and illusionary. So this is why that, in spite of the challenge that my physical vessel encounter day to day to remain on the planet, I always keep in mind in my heart that there's a much bigger design behind it, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And within the third dimensional physical form, you bring your higher dimensional consciousness with you. And as I would understand it, also that light, those light frequencies. So you're bringing that into this third dimension and transmitting it through podcasts like this, your other media outreach, and all the other transmissions that you do. So it's very interesting, because I don't think a lot of people really understand about consciousness into matter. And I know Arcturians are pretty much masters of that. If there was anything you wanted to share on that.
Now, beautiful, absolutely brilliant what you just said, Jill. Consciousness over matter. This exactly is the transcendence of what we are here to teach, or to help people on this planet to remember that pathway. So number one, we really need to unwind ourselves from the heavy logic mind of the brain-mind connections in order to open the other faculties, our higher mental faculties, that will allow even the physical template to start to becoming more luminous and accelerating its frequency level. So you're shifting the quality of your vibratory state by doing that. So we call this intellectual self-mastery, and that in the higher intellectual consciousness is really what is going to ignite, if you want, that these higher connections. And you made a really good point about the Arcturians, because if you look at them, we are millions of years old as a civilization. So the level of mastery is really, truly phenomenal of what they're capable of doing. That's because they have learned over thousands of years the perfection of that higher conscious form, and even their body. Oftentimes in interviews, like last night, I was asked by a gentleman, but what did it look like? What is the difference with the human anatomy? And I would say the difference is profound, because this conscious over matter aspect is, imagine how the body has evolved along the way. So we're much more lighter, we're much more almost like ethereal. We still have what you would call a physical form, but it's nothing compared to the actual 3D template of the human body that you've known, because of an attribute of these high conscious, very advanced mental faculties, so we can project ourselves or precisely a thought form, even pinpointing a point on the multiverse and bring in an entire ship there. So this is going to be instrumental, very essential moving forward, even in human evolution, to step out of a very limited, dense or logic primal mind in terms of primal instincts, residuals, primal fear, and being able to step out of it and being able to elevate, it's going to be absolutely pivotal, if that makes sense.
Oh, it totally makes sense. And you're making me think of some very interesting connections here. I guess the closest thing that people who have been working on themselves, as say healers, can relate what the way that you travel is that you have enhanced light bodies, correct? Like, we know the physical body, but we're not talking even now until now about the light body, or what might be known as the Merkaba or Ka, or in the Vedic teachings, the bliss sheath. This is how we transport ourselves. And the light bodies are very enhanced of some of the intergalactics who are helping us here on the Earth. They may take whatever physical form is necessary to perform their tasks or what they're here to do. But the light body, I think, is the connecting factor. And we can work on our light bodies in physical human form as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's going to be, again, pivotal in terms of shifting even in the physical template of what we call the third dimensional personality template of the body, which has, it's been so far, and the body age and the body decay and all of this. So the more you are moving into this advanced level of light body, or even consciousness will follow the rhythm of this light body activation. We talk about the rainbow body, the crystalline, the diamond body, and move on. So this is what we look in terms of the potential for Earth human being to eventually return to their original celestial body template. And that involves the way the chromosomes pair are moving into a new biosystem, the DNA template, the codons, everything in you is shifting. So imagining applying the same concept as we talk right now to a civilization, an intergalactic civilizations, who have done that over thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So you can feel the distinction, but at the same time, we invite everyone on this planet to really look at us as an inspiration, a future aspect of you reflecting back to you. It's very much about remembering, activating this ancient map within you. We call it like an ancient divine map within you. It's really much about taking the step the more like you releasing yourself from cords of attachment, entanglement, whether it's emotional, ancestral, historical, or even personal, the more you gain momentum, you gain more light. Your consciousness awakens, you expand, your faculties start to expand. Your life is expanding along with you. So that's all a ripple effect. So we always say, with great kindness and compassion for yourself.
I love this. You know, I'm going to get back to a point you made to expand on it more, because this has been coming up a lot, especially with some of my guests lately. And it's something that I've worked with and know about, is the whole activation of the DNA. In the past, it was activation of the 12-strand DNA, but I have a sense it's something more than that when we're dealing with the intergalactic beings of light. Tell us a little bit more about the chromosomes, DNA, and what might be happening with that aspect of the human being.
Absolutely. So just to make it as simple, the goal is to inspire us, so to really move forward into the next steps. So it's really by steps. So indeed, the 12 strand, the fully activated 12 strands are still very an important step. It's not fully accomplished just yet.
Yeah.
There will be other components that will add to it. So if you think about the six double helix configuration within the DNA lattice with the 12 strand, of course, and reflect that configuration, you have to imagine the multidimensional aspect of those 12 strands. So you're talking about already 24 aspect of activation, just to give a number to satisfy the mind. But within this activation, with the multidimensional counterpart, there's also the telomere change that's happening, and the codons to us, the way we're looking at the holographic template, we perceive the codons like almost very specific encoding, a spark of light codes that are part within the DNA structures, will in terms and in time, as consciousness and higher form of intellectual maturity, spirituality evolves, you're going to start to understand the importance of your codons and what they contain, the seeds they contain. And then from there, it's going to continue to expand into another configuration, and it's going to expand organically. So we prefer to encourage people to look at what step do they have, what is accessible to you now. It is just as important as understanding that eventually there's other component that will add to it. For example, understanding the point of reconnection to the interstellar genetic encoding within the DNA. So there comes a point where there will be no longer, even though this is already shifting, but it's going to become more of a acceptable reality when there's no more separation between being an Earth human and the intergalactic communities. You start to really understand those point of direct generational and, of course, genetic connections between you and the stars, so to speak. And that's component of activating consciously with the a proper understanding of what those points of reconnective means to you in terms of decoding even your own soul ancestry, what we call the intergalactic tree of life within you, the through Earth history, your place in the universe, and even beyond that. So this is why we're giving you just an overview of what is already coming, because in my experience, Jill, and I work with a lot of people worldwide, and I'm pretty blessed for this, is I hear a common belief that, oh, I've done the activation. It's good now. It's done. Now I can move forward. And we go, no, there's multiple ways of activating aspect of your DNA. It doesn't mean that after 1, 2, 3, or even 4 activation, then the work is completely done. There's more to it.
Right. We're constantly evolving. I mean, I think that's true with all the, when people say, oh, I've done all my healing work, or I've done my, you know, therapeutic work. My view on that is it's constantly evolving. We're evolving as beings, and we have to constantly, or not constantly, but continually or consistently, let's use one of those words, have to keep moving the energy forward. Like, we're not stagnant beings. We're moving, we're fluid, we're evolving. So I totally agree with you on that. This is fascinating information. I think it's very, very important that people are aware of these realities and how they're affecting us on the planet. And that brings me to the point that most people, if they've heard intergalactic information, it's come through the Pleiadian councils or the Pleiadian transmissions from people such as my teacher, Barbara Han Clow, or Barbara Messiniak, and some of the other people bringing in the Pleiadian teachings, which in my understanding is all about heart opening, you know, activating the heart. I've known about the Arcturians. I know that they're a little different. Everything you've just talked about, the activating of the DNA, the codons, the multidimensionality of our consciousness. So how do the Arcturians work with the Pleiadians or some of the other councils? I know you also work with the Sirians, the Lyrians, and some of the other ones. But the Pleiadians have been around in the consciousness movement for a while. And I'm so glad to hear somebody, you know, connecting to the Arcturian. Can you talk a little bit about these different star system energetics coming to the planet now and why the Pleiadians were like the front line here?
It is an excellent question. I cannot tell you how refreshing our time together is, Jill. I am overjoyed.
Thank you.
Really much so. Yes, let's dive into this. So looking at the Pleiadians, well, Pleiadians are known that even vibrationally and even in physical appearances are more in sync, or more directly in sync with Earth humans. That's because of their involvement a long, long time ago when there was once upon a time the Pleiadian brought an outpost here on the planet and would really want to create a significant change to help to accelerate the DNA and the conscious evolution of the original human template as it was at the time. So Earth humans and Pleiadians, you share a very common soul ancestry and genetic ancestry. What does it mean in practical terms is think of them as your cousin, your direct cousins in your family. So you look at your own family lineage. Oftentimes, our direct cousins, oftentimes, are the ones we're going to be more familiar with and more comfortable with. So, Arcturians, we are very advanced, very loving, a completely different approach. We come from a different sphere of evolution. We have been around just as long as the Pleiadian. I mean, we've been interacting with the Earth, watching the Earth Gaia evolving and the solar system for well over 3.5 million of years. So we've been around quite a bit. But the thing about the Arcturians is that our frequencies vibrate on a whole different octaves. And it took time and is still taking time for the Earth to enter into a certain stability in her field and in the collective consciousness of humanity to be able to be comfortable and in resonance with us. And I know from personal experience, even growing up as a child or in school, it was really challenging because my frequencies were emanating that Arcturian pulse, and nobody at the time were very ready for this. So imagine the response I received.
Oh, yes. My guest is Vivian Chauvet. When we come back, Vivian, I'd love you to talk a little bit about how you had your awakening to your true galactic ancestry and also some of your offerings.
Yes, of course.
Would you like more wealth, prosperity, and love in your life? Would you like to develop your intuition so you can make better decisions? Well, I have developed online courses to help you. I have applied my years of experience of helping clients to experience more successful, prosperous, happy, and fulfilling lives with metaphysical techniques, tools, and powerful positive processes. I have created a series of empowering workshops. Check out my new online courses on Sanskrit mantras for wealth, prosperity, love, and to develop your intuition. Check them out at jilljardineastrology.com/M as in Mary, C as in cosmic, S as in seen. That is jilljardineastrology.com/MCS. Welcome back. My guest is Vivian Chauvet. Vivian, I feel like the listeners need to understand the transmission that happens when you talk about this Arcturian information and why it's a little bit more of an energetic activation and how they should receive this.
That's an excellent point, Jill, because everything we convey has a very level of deep frequencies, algorithm of light, presence, and consciousness. And I know that many of you will feel that in reality, when we speak, it's more than just one voice. It's pretty much my Arcturian self versus, and my team combined together. So everything that we have conveyed so far, if you allow yourself to listen to the wisdom of your heart, your soul language, even your body intelligence will receive it much better, as opposed to attempting to filter out everything with the logic mind. So definitely activations, gifts, light, connections. So just allow yourself to receive what you need the most.
Thank you for that. And for you personally, how did you remember who you were as an Arcturian here on planet Earth?
Absolutely. Because I am part of the Arcturian delegation group. We are a very big civilization because I'm one of them. So it's always been my core essence. So I would say even as a child, I can remember my marking in time, in a 3D linear time, I go back by the age of 5. This is my marking time. Well, even at that time, even in kindergarten, imagine myself in kindergarten with seemingly a normal child, even though I didn't look too normal because my body was doing the best it could. And you can tell there was something odd about me, but I was kind, I was smiling. Even back then, the teacher would make observation to my mother. She'd go like, the way she thinks, the way she talks, the way she behaves. Is there something off with her? And my mom would smile and says, no, it's just the way she is. It's her so-called personality. It's the Arcturian me talking through a body of a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 20-year-old and then so forth in life. So I've always had a sense of knowingness of who I am. Instead of an awakening, I would say I became more of my own over time as I shifted. So in my early 20s, my Arcturian father in the group who was assigned to me for my Earth mission came and says, now it's time for you. We're going to change gear. You've experienced what it feels like to be a child on this earth, you experience what it feels like to go to what you call school system. Now we're going to change gear with you. I'm going to start to train you into remembering more and more aspect of your Arcturian self, an aspect of who we are. And I would say from my early 20s on, I was still living with my folks at the time, early 20s on, and to this day, it's been an ongoing integrative journey where I went through a series of deep awakening in a sense of I was simply realigning myself with who I am. And as a result of this, in 2007, I went through a complete body template shift where even my brain connectors were shifted and better adapted for the next level of transmission. My throat chakra was readjusted so I can be a more effective conduit to the transmission and so forth. So it is an ongoing process. I am still going into those processes now, even though in later on in an adult life. But I will tell you something, if I may share.
Sure.
Thank you. The master key of all of this, and that's true for everyone. This is why I share that. The master key of all of this has been complete acceptance. Instead of fighting, resisting, denying, and all of this is, they keep telling me, just surrender to the truth of your being. Allow yourself to explore your true inner universe and see who you are. And the more I am at peace and I'm cultivating this internal presence of peace with all aspects of me, I accept that even though I played a part, I have an earth identity. You will see me eating in a restaurant. You will see me walking in a grocery store. You will see me doing those earthly human attributes and activities. I am still an Arcturian being. in a very unique hybrid form. And so the moment I accept and I said yes to who I am, and yes, I am here on a really huge planetary mission, that changed everything. And that it's almost like I'm becoming much more in oneness with myself and allowing other aspects of myself to come in. So imagine if you do the same about yourself. You don't have to be an alternate being to do this. It's an open invitation to everyone.
I love that. Surrender to the truth of your being. Explore yes. your true inner universe. What a beautiful message. You know, your story about you as a child and kind of, even though you were different, you still, you know, went through the paces of growing up as a human youngster. My sense is that there's a lot more galactic children integrated in the last 20 years growing up. We used to call them the indigo children, and then they called them the crystalline children. But I'm sure a lot of them are galactic children like yourself from different star systems who have been growing up in human form and are here for the big shifts that are happening on the planet. Is that your sense as well, or your knowing? Perhaps you know more about this than I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, Jill. So there's always been star children coming to the planet at different what we call generational timeline. So what you call age group, we call that generational timeline. So whether you came back to even the 30s, the 40s, the 60s, and I'm just coming into this century, coming on, it's just that the level of the stability of the frequency on the planet through the human consciousness have increased. So that opened the doorway to bring in even more of these star children coming into the last 20 years or so, because they have a stronger foundation, energetic foundation to return to. And they're coming back with such a strength and a presence. And they're coming back oftentimes with either little veil or no veil at all. That's because of the pioneers before them, where we have come and do the work to really clear the planet, open the consciousness, go through the challenges, remove the obstacles, to allow the next generation to come through. So I want to honor all generational of star children, whether you're 88 years old or you're 10, you're still part of what we call the star children. And each soul will bring the perfect resonance of the group consciousness frequencies of depending on what star system they represent, and they come and they bring that to the planet. So it's really phenomenal.
I love that. I love that explanation, which then leads me to the next question. What is everybody preparing for with the planet? What is the shift with the Arcturian viewpoint or in the galactic viewpoint? What is happening on this Earth that beings have been descending and coming through into Earth form to help with? Everybody talks about the shift, but what is that shift?
Absolutely. Well, that shift has a multitude of connotations and layers and understanding to it. My team just gave me an image. This oftentimes they will speak through imagery because they know that it facilitates the integration of what we say. So imagine for a moment, and that could be fun. Imagine for a moment, everyone around the world would gather in a most giant circle right on the cliff of several mountain range around the globe. So imagine we all gathering in a huge circle right at different place on mountain range on the planet. Millions of people gathered, animals kingdom with us, the elementals, Mother Gaia's consciousness. We're holding hands, and it doesn't matter what you identify yourself as. We're all together holding hands, looking at each other. We take a deep breath and we say, this is our time. We are shifting. We're moving forward into the next level of evolution. And we all jumping together off the cliff. You're going to go, what will happen? But in reality, we're not jumping in the void. We're simply embracing this beautiful fifth dimensional bridge, this invitation, this bridge of frequency that will allow us to walk to the next level. Now, it's an imagery for you, but it's a figure of speech that illustrates that part of that shift. It's the shift of coming out of a lower frequency of thinking, consciousness, living on autopilot, surrendering your authority, your light, your gifts, your inner peace to a government structure or a 1% who claims authority over a 99%. It's the reversal of a very, very old thought system, which in terms activate those memory connectors within you. You start to remembering more, maybe aspect of past lives or your star family connections or even other form of existence. You start to realizing, oh, I am this multidimensional being, and only a fragment of myself is currently in a physical vessel known as an earth human being. That changes the way I perceive myself, that changes the way I live. So there's a multitude of shift going on where we're moving from living in one dimensional level of experiences into a higher level of dimensional experiences. So we talk about the DNA, we talk about the advanced light body, we talk about all of these aspects or the masters of light or throughout history, you know, this master have reached enlightenment and the body become luminous and he transcended to the next phase. What does it mean? It means that we are given this opportunity right here, right now, and that begins in the now. Why? Because the future is simply the unfolding of the now, unfolding into itself indefinitely. So in that level, you start to understand that this clock that tickings every day, the 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, you know, 12 months in a calendar, this is all fabrication. It is non-existent. It is simply a referral point that we are abiding by, and we all agreed to function in that way. But what if we release that? What if we go back into living more into a universal aspect, being a cosmic citizen? What will happen now? So the complexity and yet the beauty of the shift as a multitude of connotations and invitations in it.
Wow. Thank you for that. That's definitely shedding light in many ways on what is happening. And this leads me to your offerings, how you help people to shift their own energy through your workshop, the introduction to the 12 virtues, and other offerings that you teach or transmit to people, how they may get involved in this energetic advancement. If you don't mind sharing, Vivian, some of the modalities that you're offering up.
Of course, and absolutely a joy. And all in a nutshell, I developed my own modality called the Octurne Energy Matrix Healing. And also I developed with my consul the Octurne Healing Arts Program. This program is 3 months. It's in a group setting. Everything is done on Zoom. And it's literally 3 levels of exploration. So this program is a mix. It's a hybrid between teachings, rediscovering knowledge at the same time as the transmission, opportunity for self-healing, self-exploration, going deeper into the next level of where you are and what you are ready and willing to explore. It helps truly people to stepping out of the living primal fear energies and embracing the sacred virtues such as universal joy, contemplating internal peace, being able to allowing yourself to step into that way of fifth dimensional living. So this program includes the 3 levels and they're really evolutionary catalyst for self-mastery and conscious ascension, conscious awakening. In each level, we have 3 sessions in between. And I have a PowerPoint presentation where we just introduce a new concept or ancient concept and being able to dive, and we do the transmission with my Octurne group. Right now, I'm already in the program. We have people enrolled from all over the world, literally, and because I'm going to be traveling a lot this upcoming in the fall for planetary work and and healing work. My next program is going to be in January. But in the meantime, every month I offer free meditations that are also available on my website through the Ascension Library, as well on my YouTube channel. And I also have an amazing community through Patreon. We have a community of like-minded people, and we do 6 events per month with the members. We have different level of membership, different benefits. It starts as little as $25 a month. You can join us, and you get a lot of benefit. We have a private Telegram group for members, so they can, we encourage members to communicate, stay in contact, support each other. And so that community is ongoing every month. It's very, very active. And we're going to be doing also a beautiful 2-day workshop in November called the 12 Virtues of Ascension Workshop with the Arcturians. This is based on the 12 virtues as it is encoded with the Ascension Flame of Ascension that was brought from Atlantis into ancient Egypt by Master Serapis Bey. And so the encoding of the sacred virtue of 12, when I review those virtues and how you can incorporate them as tools to support your own soul evolution. So that's coming up also in November. It's a 2-day workshop.
Is that in person, at a location, or online?
It is online, so that it allow more people to join, and everything is recorded. The replay is available. So if one day, you know, you can only join halfway, you cannot be there the whole time, everybody will be able to watch the replay. And we do that to accommodate as many time zones as possible, because we have people from everywhere.
Right. Because the world is getting in on this whole shift in the Arcturian activations. So my guest is Vivian Chauvet. Thank you so much, Vivian. People can reach you at your website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. It's been a pleasure to have you on Cosmic Scene.
The pleasure is all mine, Jill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vivian. I hope you enjoyed this episode featuring my guest, Vivian Chauvet. Remember to subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine, sending infinite healing from the stars through the quantum field.